Representative Phil Miller is a Democrat from Fairfield. Last year at this time, as president of the school board, he was overseeing a $900,000 budget cut.
2 years ago, that same district, we were reducing our budget by $550,000. And 3 years ago, we reduced our budget by $330,000. Those were all very painful events.
As a result, Miller said, they closed an elementary school, reduced teachers and support staff, and increased class sizes. Democrats argue that's common across the state after 3 years of small raises for schools, and it will only get worse under the plan for next year. Mount Air Republican Cecil Dolacek introduced the bill.
We want to continue to maintain our priority to Iowa schools and Iowa students. The 1% is the most that we can do.
Given, he said, the state's other commitments to the courts and human services, Democrats say state tax receipts are expected to grow by 4% next year, so 1% for schools isn't right. And they warn of consequences beyond the classroom. For example, for schools with declining enrollment, costs will get pushed onto property taxes. Mason City Democrat Sharon Steckman spelled out how much property taxes would go up in certain Republican districts back home.
Representative Hager, $72,000 raise in property tax because of this 1%. Representative Grassley, North Bend, $41,000. Representative Gassman in Forest City, the property tax.
Steckman offered an amendment to give schools a 3% raise instead, which would mean no property tax hikes in those districts. And Democrats argued if the state weren't giving so many tax breaks to industry, there would be plenty of money for schools. Here's Des Moines Democrat Bruce Hunter.
Since 2007, we have given over $100 million in state aid to Google, Microsoft, and Facebook, the world's second, third, and fourth most profitable companies in the world.
But House Education Committee Chair Cedar Falls Republican Walt Rogers made no apologies for how his party has supported schools during their years in the majority.
In an economy that's been stagnant for the past 8 years, we have done a pretty good job of taking care of education for the past 7 years in this body.
Rogers cites a study putting Iowa fourth in the nation in increases in education spending. He said thousands of new teachers are employed and class sizes have shrunk. Democrats argued investment in public education has been the lowest in Iowa history for seven of the last 8 years, and they call the class size numbers misleading. Chief budget writer in the House, Republican Pat Grassley, said Democrats are overstating the problem with tax credits.
It's easy to blame tax credits as the sole problem because it probably polls well in certain districts or whatever the issue is that you choose to do that. But I see no solutions coming forward from the minority party to address the situation of tax credits.
But Democrats say they have proposed ways to rein in the tax breaks. Grassley says he warned superintendents in his district that they might get even less than 1%, and he says they're thankful for what they're getting. Iowa City Democrat Mary Masher objects to that.
I love how Republicans oftentimes lowball numbers and told everybody this fall, oh, it's going to be 0%. And so when you give them 1%, they think it's a gift. It is not.
Governor Reynolds proposed a slightly larger 1.5% increase for schools. She has implied she will sign a 1% increase when it reaches her desk. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.